Marcelliano de Barea and his brother Eliodoro, both Capuchin monks, were closely involved in Flemish political history at the time when Flanders was still under the domination of Spain. The two brothers travelled to the southern part of the Low Countries and informed the authorities about anti-Spanish activities being carried out by some of the Flemish nobility. It was probably after 1630 that the artist made a portrait of each of the two brothers. This is a half-length portrait of Marcelliano de Barea, who is represented here in an almost priest-like attitude. Rubens has captured the character's vital energy. From the coarse, heavy cloth of the habit, roughly cut and assembled, emerges the monk's face, still young. His lips seem to be trying to hold back a sardonic smile, and his eyes sparkle with life. The portrait is both formal and intimate, brilliantly painted with fluid, confident execution by a Rubens in full possession of his art. He was indisputably the leader of the Flemish school in the first half of the 17th century. Trained in the studio of Otto Venius, Rubens lived in Italy from 1600 to 1608. On returning to Flanders, he settled in Antwerp, surrounding himself from then on with prestigious colleagues Antoon van Dyck, Jacob Jordaens, Bruegel de Velours, Frans Snijders. At that time, Rubens' studio was one of the largest in Europe. From 1626, he was charged with a good many diplomatic missions that took him to countries including France, Spain, England, and Holland. There are very few portraits of Rubens in France's public collections. Here at the Musée des Beaux-Arts in Nîmes, we can be very proud to have a fine example of one.